Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're going downtown.
Jason Roop is the former editor of Style Weekly, and he is the founder of the big public relations firm here in Richmond called Spring Story. And I always talk about how Jason talks to folks that are sometimes not on the normal go-to list, and he winds up finding out the scoop that a lot of other reporters don't get. And it sounds like you dug up some details yesterday, Jason, about the mayor and how he is trying to push the Navy Hill Coliseum project with city council members without revealing that he's having meetings. What's up with that?
Hey, John, good morning. There were a couple things that happened this week that had people scratching their heads a little bit about how progress is going. Mm-hmm. And you're right. The first was meetings with city council members. This is probably normal in the course of politics, but for a project that hasn't had a ton of transparency, this just had some head scratching. So the back in August, the mayor's office started asking around to see what city council members were available to meet in private about the Coliseum and the Navy Hill project. This was the office and the chief of staff, Lincoln Saunders, and they can meet with city council members. You know, there are public meeting disclosure laws, but if they're just two people, you don't have to do that. When you get to three city council members, that becomes a public meeting. So they're not allowed to discuss public events three people at a time. But if you meet with them one at a time or two at a time, those are certainly meetings that are just private. We're just here to chat. So those meetings were to take place at the second half of August, but also this week. And the council members had been asked. Now, I posted on Facebook and Twitter asking which city council members accepted invitations to those meetings, because it does make you wonder, well, what are they talking about that the public can't know? Why can't they just talk about this at the regular meetings? Or if they want to persuade the council members, just share that at the forums. I only heard back from one so far, Kim Gray. She said she did get an invitation but didn't accept it. She had a conflict and also was never told the purpose of the meetings. What are they going to talk about? Because they're well aware of arguments.
Hey, that's a rule. You never go to a meeting if you're in an elected office unless you know what the point is. You know, sometimes you get sideswiped anyway. But in fairness to the mayor, I mean, you know, you can't have every candid conversation in public.
That's right.
I get that. I get what he's trying to do there. It's just so puzzling to me that they've been, I hate to say this, I think they've been kind of secretive. I don't think they've been very transparent. And they don't seem interested in making the case to the public. I mean, I've invited them on and said, you can have, you know, we'll give you a whole 30 minutes, come on, and then we'll take calls and you can answer questions. I'll block out the whole 9 o'clock hour one day, and then we'll send it out as a podcast. Nobody seems interested.
Well, they definitely were not interested in this citizen commission that's been established a few months ago. When city council was talking about doing that, the chief administrative officer said, well, the people have spoken. We don't need to have this commission to study the subject and have public meetings where they can all come together and ask questions of the developers. And I know the commission is also hitting a few hurdles trying to get some information, but we'll talk about that in another time.
Okay. A lot of people spotting that famous Guy Fieri in town.
Oh, yeah. Guy was in town. That's right.
Did you see him?
I only saw pictures of him, including a picture of him with our own mayor. But yeah, the Times-Dispatch kind of tracked down all the places where he went, which was a lot. I was surprised, because usually on his show, you don't see him in, you know, one city doing more than two or three. If this is for his show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Did he have cameras?
He did have cameras. Oh, okay. He had staff. He had he definitely had. We had confirmation for sure that he was filming. So he went to Pop's Market, the Fancy Biscuit, Pearly's, Soul Taco, Karina's Jamaican Grill, and ZZQ Texas Craft Barbecue. So those are the spots that have his attention. I don't know whether all those will air or all those were on the show, but that's where he was. So it could be some good coverage for Richmond restaurants.
Anything that's positive, and you know, that even the snooty jerks that I know in D.C. and New York who always kind of, they're not openly mocking me for being from Richmond, but they're snotty as hell. I'd like to punch them in the face sometimes. They have said,
now,
I hear this. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't say anything violent, but it's annoying. It's very annoying that they look down on me in Richmond, and it ticks me off. But even they acknowledge the Richmond food scene is something. Oh, you know, Kate, maybe we'll take Amtrak down and spend a day with you people. Okay. Hey, thanks. Oh, but, you know, maybe that'll help us. Yeah. All right. So what's going on this weekend? We've got great weather ahead. Can you believe it after the storm that didn't seem to happen for us?
I'm excited about the weather. Finally, we had a good weekend to go out.
Right.
It's not 100 degrees either. An organization I work with every year is the Armenian Food Festival.
Right.
And that is this weekend. It kicks off today at 11:30. They did not cancel. They did not postpone.
Good.
So they are on track to be open by then. They'll be open all day. And this is the oldest food festival in Richmond. It's at St. James Armenian Church on the corner of Patterson and Pepper. I sent over a couple little samples from them.
Everybody loved it. Thank you for doing it.
Did you get them?
Yes, that was very nice of you. The Armenian Food Festival that's today and Saturday and Sunday, too?
And Sunday, right. Yeah. So that'll be a great one, armenianfoodfestival.com. Also, there's a new festival coming to town tomorrow. Should be good with the breezy weather, the Festival of Kites. It's brought by the World Heritage Festival Series. It'll be free from Saturday from 11 to 6 at Browns Island. Lots of vendors and artists and lots of culture from different parts of the world.
Oh, that's fun.
And, and I have to endorse your Luray Caverns tickets as a former tour guide at Luray Caverns in my high school years, John. I'm thrilled that you're sending people down there and highly recommend it.
Next time I go, we're taking you. And see if we can get the inside scoop, or is there a secret door or a secret passage or whatever.
I've taken hundreds of people through and would be happy to give you a nice personal tour, John.
Okay, thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Always enjoy talking to you. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, John.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.